What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.
U.S. President Donald Trump, he's been trying to walk back on the possibility of a trade war with China. This is some of the news that's been coming out of the U.S. In fact, I covered it in a news report a little bit earlier on.
Yeah.
And all of this comes after China announced new tariffs on American goods. All this to the amount of about $50 billion, targeting items like soybeans, cars, pork, one of them as well.
Yes. Well, the country was responding to tariffs that the U.S. itself had slapped on China for around the same amount. Now, Larry Kudlow, President Trump's top economic advisor, who replaced Gary Cohn last week, is suggesting that it is possible that the tariffs will actually never be imposed. Gosh, it looks like they might be leaving the door open for further negotiation. That's because the proposed product list is currently open for comments, and the U.S. Trade Representative will actually review the comments until the end of May.
All right. Following Larry Kudlow's remarks, U.S. stocks rallied after a tumbling start. And, you know, the question really is, will China respond today? How will they respond today? Or are they going to let the U.S. make the first move?
If you look at the next move, really.
Or the next move, rather. Mm-hmm. If you look at it in a bigger picture, it's like a game of chess.
It is.
A little bit of that, right?
It is. Yeah, let's get into the deep dive into what China might be thinking, because we've been talking U.S. perspective earlier with our U.S. Bureau Chief, Nirmal Ghosh.
Yeah.
It's time to talk China. Our expert guest is Tommy Xie, Head of Greater China Research, OCBC Bank. Good morning, Tommy.
Hi, morning.
Hey, we were talking about how it looks like the U.S. is trying to walk back on its threats. How do you see the situation panning out? Do you think it's going to be one where both sides are just stepping up their bluff until one side backs down? Tommy, what do you have to say?
Well, I think it's a better option for both sides to back to the negotiating table. But I think if we really look back at what happened for the past 2 months, so as we know, since February, actually, China tried to de-escalate the situation. So we have seen a couple of policymakers visit the U.S. for the discussion. But however, the problem is the price tag asked by the U.S. has been too high for China. That's why China has no choice, was forced to come out of this tit-for-tat move, right? So I think that's probably one of the strategies right now for China to negotiate with the U.S. It's clear that has already shook hands already, say, okay, that's what we have. So if you want to go to the lose-to-lose situation, that's basically what China can do. So I don't think the U.S. really want to go to the lose-to-lose situation. So eventually, that may actually put both sides back to the negotiating table for a better price, for the better deal.
So this is part of all a negotiating process, you feel, Tommy?
Yes, that's right.
Describing it as a bit of a lose-to-lose situation, showing hands and whatnot. China's response to U.S. tariffs, very swift. How much of this was a surprise, you know, considering they have been warning that they're not afraid of a trade war? That's what they've said. How would you describe China's latest move, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, frankly speaking, the China's response is really exceeding our expectation, actually. So initially, we don't think China will be so tough. But in terms of the choice of timing, I think it's a quite a smart move, because we know today and tomorrow will be the public holiday for China. The financial market will be closed today and tomorrow. So I think China basically just announced the retaliation package after the close of the Chinese financial market last night, right? So I think because we don't know what's the impact on the financial market, that's why I think China purposely choose the timing which may not have an impact on the domestic financial market. So just let the global financial market try first, so see what's the impact. And if the financial market continues to go down, then, you know, it may also have some pressure on the U.S. side to choose to go back to the table.
Okay, very intriguing insight there, Tommy Xie, Head of Greater China Research of OCBC Bank. Hey, Tommy, you've taken a look at the items on China's list. Lots of agricultural items there from states which actually voted for President Trump. What is the political significance of these items on the list, Tommy?
Yeah, that's right. Because China this time, it decided to hit like a soybean, right? So I think that's really quite important, because we know in 2016, during the election, 8 out of 10 agriculture states voted for Trump. So I think the agriculture is very important voting base for Trump. So, I mean, theoretically, if the farmers in the U.S. start to feel the impact of the trade war, then, I mean, it could be bad for Trump. But it's really hard to say at the current stage, because if you look at the poll, in fact, Trump's approval rating is getting higher. So that could be quite interesting. So I think eventually we need to see, we won't know until the last minute where the tariffs start to take effect.
Speaking of waiting to the last minute when tariffs start to take effect, how much economical impact will the China tariffs have on the U.S. if, you know, it actually happens?
Yeah, I think that the direct impact is actually is quite small, because even though we talk about like a $50 billion, if we plus the first round, it's another $3 billion, it's about $53 billion. So it's only account for a very small percentage of the U.S. GDP. So I don't think we're going to have a significant impact in terms of the, you know, direct impact. Of course, it's more like an indirect impact. What could be the possible impact on the financial markets, right? Because the tariff really starts, we might see basically the trade war start, right? So then financial market may actually react quite negatively. Let's say if the both sides, the financial market down 20 to 30%. So that impact could be much more than the economic impact, say.
Tommy, if you were to compare China's tariffs and those on Trump's list, do you think one is perhaps more hard-hitting than the other?
I think because the problem is that China runs a huge trade surplus with the U.S. So that basically gives China's advantage in terms of trade war. So I don't feel China really can gain a lot from the trade war. But of course, China has already showed to the world, you know, what could be the worst-case scenario for the both sides, because I think China has already taxed all the major important the products from the U.S. So, I mean, net-net, I would say both sides will be quite badly hit, but I think China could be even worse, the situation for China.
I see, okay. You say that all the big products have already been hit.
Yeah.
Any more room for China to respond further? Perhaps other
speaking,
non-tariff measures?
Yeah, I mean, from the trade perspective, I think the room is quite limited for China, because China has already shown hand already. I think the next stage is likely to be like announced tariff measures such as the investment, maybe, because as we know, you know, the Trump is not only targeting at the China's trade, they're also targeting at China's investment in the U.S. So as a potential retaliation, I think China, it's possible for China to also targeting back the investment in China as well. So that could be quite bad for the big companies in the U.S., which may affect their profitability in future.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We've been speaking to Tommy Seah, head of Greater China Research from OCBC Bank. Thank you very much, Tommy, for that insight on the potential trade wars. I like how he describes it, saying that, you know, it's all about showing hand.